a Tinder education and garner each morsel of truth. Maximize your learning alignment and be disciplined, focused, and true. Success looms and beckons onward. Be not tardy in this interview. Nourish your neurons with the freshness of learning and harvest your efforts anew.
Yeah, that's what we want you to do. Nourish, nourish, nourish. I tell you what. Eat well, exercise well, rest well, work that brain, make that part of your exercise routine. Yes, that's right. Strengthen that brain. Let it work for you. Feed it well so that it has what it needs to do the job you want it to do. All right. We're talking about another way to help our children be successful in school. It has to do with parental engagement, the parents truly being engaged. Gallup's approach to measuring and then managing parent engagement is based on the science of behavioral economics. Are you surprised to hear the word economics in this discussion? The science is based on the science of behavioral economics, which theorizes that people's decisions are far more influenced by emotional than by rational factors. When you step away from the academic, the educational arena for a minute, and just take a look at what happens with regards to what you buy. And when I say what you buy, I'm not talking about what you pay for your child's education if they're, you know, in a high school or even a middle school that requires that you pay, private school, etc., or in college. I'm talking about when you're buying stuff, convection ovens, mattresses, cars, clothes, you name it, these kinds of things. They're saying that basically behavioral economics theorizes that people's decisions are far more influenced by emotional than by rational factors. Does that tend to be the case for you most of the time? Does that tend to be the case for you some of the time? Does that tend to be the case for you very, very rarely? Your decisions driven by emotion rather than ration. For customers of any service or industry, they say that feelings are facts, which means that most of their decisions are made from the heart rather than from the head. Gallup's measure of parent engagement builds on customer engagement and behavioral economic principles to get to the heart of a parent's emotional connection with his or her child's school. Three key items help measure their engagement. Numero uno, my child's school always delivers on what they promise. Principals, assistant principals, are you hearing this? If the parents of the students who attend your school believe that your school always delivers on what they promise, what you promise, there's a good chance that you can help that parent develop an emotional connection with your school. Because remember this now, the buildings are important. The facilities are very important. That's the reason you have so many people who want to have so much money provided so that they can build beautiful facilities and state-of-the-art facilities, because facilities make a difference. But here's the thing. When it comes to the delivery of the promise, the delivery of what was promised, those parents are primarily focusing on the people running the school. When it comes to that one now, when it comes to the delivery on what was promised, the building really isn't making any promises to the student, to the parents. The computers are not really making any promises to the parents. The leaders of the school are making promises. My child's school always delivers on what they promise. My child's school, my child's principal, and assistant principal and teachers always deliver on what they promise. Numero dos, I feel proud to be a parent at my child's school. Numero tres, my child's school is perfect for my child. You know, just like there can be churches that are right fits for us, and there are churches that are not the right fit, that are not the best fit for us, the same can be true of school, even before our children are ready to attend college. On the elementary school level, the middle school level, the high school level, there are some schools that are just going to be a better fit for our children than others. My child's school is perfect for my child. Those 3 points. My child's school always delivers on what they promise. I feel proud to be a parent at my child's school. My child's school is perfect for my child. Those 3 points can help get parents truly engaged as a result of an emotional connection that can be established because of those views. Based on parents' answers to these 3 questions, Gallup categorizes parents into 3 distinct groups. Those who are fully engaged, those who are indifferent, or those who are actively disengaged. Guess where you want your parents to be when it comes to those 3 categories, school leaders. Fully engaged parents are emotionally attached and rationally loyal to their child's school. They are strong ambassadors of the school, and they'll go above and beyond to promote and support the school. It seems that in that category, you're looking at the best of 2 worlds. It is good to have people emotionally attached when it makes sense to be emotionally attached. And here's where things really get lovely and beautiful and great. They are emotionally attached and, Gallup says, rationally loyal to their child's school. School leaders, how can you not want that? Parents who are emotionally attached and rationally loyal to your school. Remember, their primary loyalty is not going to be to the building, to the football field, to the computers. The loyalty is going to be to you, the people running the school. The emotional attachment is not going to be primarily to any of the things in the building or to the building. Their emotional attachment is going to be primarily to you. Now, I say primarily, I know I can imagine some of you saying, oh, come on now, there's not going to be any emotional attachment to any of those things, the building or the computers or anything else there. I wouldn't say that. Think about the many, many products that people buy, and they'll buy the same product from the same company over and over and over again. And they stick with that same brand whenever they buy that type of product. They buy the toothpaste, they're going to get it from this company. They're going to buy this brand. Maybe it's because this particular brand really works for them breath-wise, etc., taste-wise, etc. Sometimes it is because it's this brand. Copiers, and they'll buy copiers from the same company every time. Even if it's only once every 4 or 5 years, I'm going to get it from this company. And this company's copier may not work better than any other copier on the market. It could even be that they've tried 2 or 3 different brands of copiers, and they decided, you know what, I want to be loyal to this brand. And they'll go ahead and buy that brand from now on. Now check this out. They haven't met the CEO or any of the executives of that company. They haven't met the people who have designed the copier. And it could be that they're buying, in fact, it probably is a situation wherein the store that they go to buy that copier is the same store that they've been to buy the other copiers made by other companies, other brands. But they bought that same brand. So my point is, when they went to the store to buy that same brand, it wasn't the sales force that made the difference. An emotional connection to that brand in spite of the people factor. Be right back.